The Omnipotent Savior by James Smith. The love of Christ, the fullness, freeness, and immutability of the Savior's grace displayed. The love of Jesus for his people is armed with divine power for the execution of its purposes and the fulfillment of its designs. It will perform all its good pleasure, but in the most judicious and prudent way. Divine love will not be conquered. None can effectually resist its sweet omnipotence when it is exerted, nor are any disposed to find fault when they feel its omnipotent sweetness. Christ's omnipotent love for his people reaches its objects when at the greatest distance from God, raises them from the pit of destruction, plucks them as brands from the fire, delivers them from the power of darkness, and translates them into his blessed eternal kingdom. Christ's omnipotent love for his people restores the backslidden believer from his wanderings, extricates the erroneous believer from the labyrinths of error, preserves the tempest-tossed believer from dashing upon the rocks of destruction, supports the heavenly traveler on his rugged way, and guides the pilgrims of Zion by its strength to his holy habitation. Christ's omnipotent love for his people never varies, and it cannot fail. Every object of the dying love of Jesus is addressed in the language of inspiration. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Weakness may be felt, and the soul may be ready to faint, but divine love says, "I will strengthen you, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." We may come up out of the wilderness, leaning upon the omnipotent arm of a Savior's love. Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 5. And exclaim, "Though an army besiege me, my heart shall not fear. God is my refuge and strength, my ever-present help in times of trouble."